something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy de Vere, QT6, Ella Mason Blanche. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No matter what he tries, Satan is defeated. He will never rise again. He's been paralyzed. The enemy is conquered. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. James chapter 5, book of James. Chapter 5. Is there something that we can do? Can we change a man's destiny? Can we alter the course of events? Can we change things in our lives and in the lives of others? Can we make a dying man live? Can we change a nation? James chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 14. 13 may be all right. Somebody's got the Amplified. Just let me get Amplified version. Get it for me quick. From verse 13, is any sick among you or is any among you afflicted? That's verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? I want you to answer me like you heard me. Thank you. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? Did you say let him cry?
No.
Let him weep?
No.
Let him go to the village?
No.
Let him find a native doctor?
No.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him dance. Is any merry? Let him organize a meeting for townspeople. Is any merry? Let him drink beer. Is any merry? Let him pour champagne on his head. The Bible says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Who are the elders of the church? This scripture just tells you. Any elder that cannot heal the sick is not an elder. Period. It's here. That's it. It's right there. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the oil of faith, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the doctor shall raise him up. No, sir. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So all those who are called elders, but they don't pray for the sick, are not elders. Because the prayer of faith of the elders works. If it doesn't work, it didn't come from the elder. You know how you are an elder? An elder doesn't... He's not talking about somebody who has gray hair. No, he's not talking about someone, you know, who's been a preacher a long, long time. He's talking about someone who has known the Lord, not who has found the Lord. Thank God I found the Lord 12 years ago. Nah, one who has come to know him by acquaintance. I mean, if you know people who are married and love each other and they've been together many, many years, after a while they start to look alike. They begin to resemble. Now, when you get home, you can ask your wife, do we resemble? You know what I just remembered? When trouble strikes in some homes and where they refuse to listen to the Word of God and let the Word of God dominate them. This is the lady has her own special number and the man has his own special number. After fighting or, you know, beating her up, if he could, because sometimes it's the other way around. Then the lady begins her song, Satan, woe unto you, all power belongs to Jesus. But she's singing, just letting him hear. Satan, woe unto you, all power. Then the man has his own special number. On the last day, only true believers. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I think there are better songs to sing at such times, all right? Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, so we're here in verse 16, where our theme scripture is. Verse 16 now, James chapter 5, we've been reading. Confess your faults one to another and fight one another. Come on, talk to me now. Are you sure? Confess your faults one to another and betray one another. Oh. Confess your faults one to another and sue one another. Oh. Okay, confess your faults to the police. Oh. The Bible says confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that she may be healed. Now, the next line, read it with me, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth a little?
No.
Availeth gradually?
No.
What? Much! That means availeth tremendously. I want to read it to you from the Amplified. Boy, you would love it. If I didn't have the Amplified version, for this verse alone, I would have bought one. Let me just read it to you. It says here, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that ye may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. It says, the earnest, this is what I like, the earnest, heartfelt, continued, he's still talking about the same thing. Earnest, that means heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. In other words, it works like a dynamite. You can shake things up. He says, the earnest, King James says, effectual, fervent, that means burning like fire. Fervent, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Who is a righteous man? Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, being declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been declared righteous by faith. Amen. Everyone who believes in Jesus, who has received eternal life, is a righteous man. You're the one the Bible is talking about. You say, well, I haven't done things correctly. He didn't say those who have practiced correct things. He says a righteous man. That's a nature.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled Prevailing Prayer. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it and we got it. Because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close.
The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
The This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Dever, QT6, Ella Mason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-007219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, so we're here in verse 16, where our theme scripture is. Verse 16 now, James chapter 5, we've been reading. Confess your faults one to another and fight one another. Come on, talk to me now. Are you sure? Confess your faults one to another and betray one another. Confess your faults one to another and sue one another. Okay, confess your faults to the police. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that she may be healed. Now, the next line. Read it with me. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth a little?
No.
Availeth gradually?
No.
What? Much! That means avail it tremendously. I want to read it to you from the Amplified. Boy, you would love it. If I didn't have the Amplified version, for this verse alone, I would have bought one. Let me just read it to you. It says here, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your sleeps, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that ye may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. It says, The earnest, heartfelt, continued, he's still talking about the same thing. Earnest, that means heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. You can shake things up. He says, the earnest, King James says, effectual, fervent, that means burning like fire. Fervent, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Fervent prayer of a righteous man. Who is a righteous man? Romans chapter 5 verse 1, therefore being declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been declared righteous by faith. Amen. Everyone who believes in Jesus, who has received eternal life, is a righteous man. You're the one the Bible is talking about. You say, well, I haven't done things correctly. He didn't say those who have practiced correct things. He says a righteous man. That's a nature. All right? If you have done something wrong, you are a righteous man who did something wrong. And the Bible says if a righteous man has done something wrong, he should obtain forgiveness from God and continue in his righteousness. Amen? Yeah. He doesn't have to start all over again. Somebody says, well, I've sinned so much, I have to start my life all over again. No! If you make a mistake, if you commit a sin, get up, receive forgiveness from God, and continue your journey of faith. Amen. Don't let the devil keep bringing the picture to you. If he brings the picture 1,000 times, rebuke him 1,000 times. The Bible says, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. But if our heart doesn't condemn us, then shall we assure our hearts before him. That means we got confidence. Everything is all right. But if it does, it says God is greater than your heart. And God says every sin is under the authority of the blood of Jesus. Amen. The effectual fervent prayer. What is the effectual fervent prayer? Here he says it is the earnest, which means heartfelt, continued. Heartfelt. It means a prayer that touches your own heart. Do you understand? A prayer that gets a hold of your emotions. You know, sometimes we pray without emotions. We just pray as though we didn't even feel anything. We just pray as though we don't even understand the subject. But here is talking about a different kind of prayer where you're involved in it. It gets your emotions. Sometimes you find yourself crying when you're praying like that. Such prayers are hard to shout. You know what I'm talking about? At such times, it's called supplication. It's called supplication. It means a humble, earnest request. A humble, earnest request. At such times, you're so humble, you go on your knees. Such times, you're so humble, you even prostrate on the floor. You're just there. Almost nobody can hear you, but you're pouring out your heart before God. The other key word there is continued. Don't just stop by talking 2 minutes and don't stop. He says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Do you realize that a man can have a death sentence on him because of sickness or disease or infirmity, or even because of the law for an offense that he has committed? And you can change things. Do you know you can bring a loved one out of prison? A lot of us have not realized the tremendous power given to us through the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Many of us have never used that power. Some of us have used it once in a while, but we need to use it more and bring glory to the Father. Sometimes we forget the vision that the Spirit of God has given to us in our hearts for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And like the Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish. When you lose the vision, then your life becomes very careless. You lose focus. Your heart becomes callous. You don't feel anything anymore. But if God can get a hold of your heart and make you pray, you will always win. You will always win. But you see, we have to prepare ourselves so that the Spirit of God can use us to deliver men and women around the world. As we're speaking here right now, there's someone gasping for breath in the hospital while we're talking here. There's someone struggling between death and life. While we're here right now. And like the prophet said, he said, thus said the Lord, I looked for a man to bridge the gap. He said, I looked for someone to make up the hedge, and there was none. Do you realize that the Holy Spirit in the world today moves around a lot of times trying to get the attention of a Christian to intercede on behalf of someone so he could save that man's life? And often there's none. Often there's none. If we understood the warfare in the realm of the Spirit, would realize the activities of demons and understand what we're supposed to do as Christians. See, the Bible tells us, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are demonic powers, demonic beings. Brothers and sisters, don't accept that theory that whatever will be, will be. It is not true. It is not true. Why then did Jesus pray? Why did he pray so much? Jesus prayed a lot. He prayed so much. Study the Bible. You'd find Jesus prayed so much. So why did he pray so much? If anybody were qualified to let things be the way they were, it was Jesus. If anybody could have stayed away from prayer, it was Jesus. But he prayed so often. He prayed so much. Why did he pray so much? There are many things in your life today that have happened that would never have happened if you had prayed.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Ella Mason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled Prevailing Prayer. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.